From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Mel's mom's joining us for the month of September. Complaint email number two.
Okie dokie. Let's see. Bubba, I always love the game of escalation. It was fun to listen to you, but now it is not. As fun as it used to be for two very specific reasons. The questions are much harder. Why did you make the questions harder? And number two, it's always the same people on all the time. I only realize it because you guys point it out all the time. Either you or Mel say, oh, you are or were on the other week, or you're so lucky, how did you get through so often? If you and Melanie never pointed it out that it was the same listeners on the air all the time, we would have no idea who was who. You two obviously know because it is your jobs and do it every day. Every time I hear that, it just discourages me from calling in because I don't think I have a chance of getting through. Sorry, I had trouble reading this because it wasn't particularly fashioned correctly. Anyway, maybe it is time to make some adjustments to the game of escalation. Heard you on Saturday, and when you were talking about sending your complaint emails, it was the first thing I thought of, so I emailed you. Thanks for reading, Janine. Well, Janine, you know, I do agree, Bubba. I think it is getting a little harder. I have trouble answering the questions. But I take issue with number two, even though there are some repeat contestants. Most say they've been trying for years and years to get through, which I think is such a wonderful thing for loyal listeners to keep trying and trying. I probably would have given up by now. But they keep trying to get through.
I don't want to be the person to correct you.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
But in my opinion, I would say one out of every 10 to 12 callers are somebody that has been trying for years. I would say the vast majority of the callers have been on the game of escalation before. Mel, would you agree?
Yeah.
They repeat.
Yeah, we're seeing
and,
that.
And you know, that's a good question. I mean, Melanie and I are so close to this show that we know detail about the show that our average Bubba Show family may not know. So the last thing we want to ever do is discourage people from calling.
Uh-huh.
So that I got to be honest with you. I think that's great advice.
Yes, I do too. But do you agree it is getting a little harder? And I worry about sometimes the people Googling it real fast to try to get an answer or somebody next to them Googling it.
Well, it's getting harder because, if I just have to be honest with you, it's getting harder because we could hear people typing or cheating. Or we could hear people cheating on it. So we had no choice but to make it more difficult to kind of even the playing field. So it's been a little more difficult. But so that part is it is a little bit harder, and that's why. And the other part is I think that's great advice. So
I do too.
If you get on, you get on. It doesn't matter whether you won last week, last month,
right,
or last year.
Yeah.
Okay. In any event, don't get rid of it. I love the game of escalation. It's invigorating. It gets your brain working in the morning.
And we all need to get our brain working in the morning.
Oh, absolutely.
Two down, one to go with complaint email with Mel's mom.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.